When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
I know you're paying attention to global events as well as what's going on in our nation. War and increased conflict is bubbling up in more places. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD, 833-995-G-O-L-D.
Nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter tank of gas. You know what it'll get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk, text, and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today and save an additional 50% off your first month. Choose a wireless company who shares our values.
Go to puretalk.com/clay to switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. That's puretalk.com/clay.
Welcome to today's edition of the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show podcast.
Welcome in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are out at Bedminster Golf Course. I played it yesterday with the man who is sitting next to us and has turned this into an absolutely illustrious place in a little over an hour. Shotgun start with the LIV Golf Tour. President Trump, first of all, thanks for having Buck and I out here. Second, what did you think of your performance on the course? How are Bryson DeChambeau? How is Dustin Johnson? How do you break down the field here as we're a little over an hour till it's underway?
Well, those two are great. And I mean, anybody here is really good. They went and they're picking the cream of the crop. And it's very interesting. But you have a lot of great players. I see Lee Westwood and Ian Poulter and just a lot of big names. It's incredible what they've done in a very short period of time. I think Dustin was a very big one because if you look over the last probably 12 to 15 years, Dustin Johnson, I think he's won every year since he's been out, close to setting a record, right, for the, you know, winning each year. That's very tough when you include injury and everything else. That's tough, but that was big. But it's very hot. You see how the fans are all over the place. And, you know, there's controversy, and controversy sometimes brings that, not good or bad, but there is controversy. Perhaps there shouldn't be.
I don't think there should be when Joe Biden's showing up doing fist pounds in Saudi Arabia. No, I don't know how you can't have golf in America.
Well, it's amazing. But actually, a lot of money goes to charity. A lot of money goes to a lot of good causes. And if you look at Saudi Arabia, the job they've done, they're invested in probably half the countries in this country. So I guess that means a lot of people, they shouldn't be doing it, right? So they put a tremendous amount of money into this tournament, but into this whole concept of what they're doing. And I think they'll be very successful. I mean, they have unlimited funds, and they have, you know, thanks to Biden to a certain extent and a lot of people, because oil has never been so expensive as really it is right now. And that's not a good thing, but it's good for Saudi Arabia and good for other countries. But they've really put their heart into this. They love the concept of it. They love charity. They do. They give a lot of money to charity, and it seems to be working very well. A lot of people.
Mr. President, obviously the news yesterday about a recession, a lot of us were expecting it. I'm sure you were expecting it. It's pretty clear that's where it was heading. I'm sure you've also seen the White House try to say that recession doesn't mean recession, that things are better than people realize. Two things. One, is this even worse than you thought it would be at this phase under the current leadership? And then what would you start to do to turn things around?
Yeah.
If you know, if the president's listening to this, what would you say?
So we had the greatest economic machine in history. And then we got hit with the COVID. It came in from China, it came in from the Wuhan labs, as I've been saying right from the beginning, but it came right in. And We got hit and then we did it again. And we actually ended up with a higher stock market than before. But we had the greatest economic machine ever. We were energy independent and we were just about being energy dominant. We would have been bigger than Saudi Arabia and Russia put together. And you could add other countries in there, too. We were bigger than anyone and we would have been double the size. We did something that nobody thought was possible. And we had $1.87. Don't forget, you can't really go on January 20th. You have to go before that. You have to go Election Day. But we had $1.87 gasoline. Everything was going and perfectly. And then we had an election where a lot of things were done very, very improperly. And they're being found out right now as we speak. I mean, literally as we speak. And now we have a country that's a totally different country. We're not respected by anybody. We're being laughed at and scorned. We have gasoline that's now at $5. We're going to be $150 a barrel. I had it down to less than $30 a barrel, actually. For a period of time, I had it down to nothing. They were so energetic.
There for a while.
No. For a period of time, this was no good for Wall Street because you had to take the oil with you. Okay. So they're not into that. They're into trading paper. But if you took a barrel of oil, they would give you $37. So you'd walk away with a barrel of oil plus 37. That's what we had. Now I had to do something about that because the oil companies wouldn't have lasted. But we had it at about probably 40 is a perfect. They could make some money and the gasoline would be inexpensive. And I filled up the national reserves, the strategic reserves, 75 million barrels. We got 75 million barrels of oil during that period of time. We paid almost nothing for it. We were never so good as that period. And then it's just been blown. The whole thing's been blown. Now, I think the borders, obviously it started with the borders, but I think where it really started in terms of the psychology of how bad we are is the way they withdrew from Afghanistan, giving the Taliban 85 billion dollars worth of equipment. All brand new, mostly brand new trucks, 70,000 trucks. What used parking lot? Take the biggest one in the world. They don't have 70,000 of anything. Let alone 70,000 armor-plated trucks and cars and everything else. The best stuff in the world. The goggles, you know, now they can fight at night because we gave them better than we have because they're the new models, right? All right out of the box. And 700,000 rifles and guns and 700,000. They're actually one of the largest arms dealers. I heard they're the second largest arms dealer in the world now because they're selling much of that equipment. And then we had the planes and the tanks and everything else that we gave them. Not even conceivable. We took our military out first. We had 13 dead soldiers and many really badly injured during that whole situation. And we left American hostages behind. To this day, there are American hostages. I think there's never been a time like that. And I believe that that's when Putin, there was no way that Putin was going into Ukraine with me, that I can say. In fact, even people that are opposed to Trump, I was watching Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd a couple of months ago. He said he was interviewing the Secretary of State and saying, well, how come this didn't happen when Trump was here? For 4 years, it didn't happen. It was never even thought to happen, right? Nobody even thought it was. I think when he saw what happened in Afghanistan, he said, this is my chance. It would have never happened. And I think you're going to have a problem with China, too, because China's seeing the weakness and now you have Pelosi, you know, she always has to stick her fingers into things.
I mean, do you think she should go to Taiwan?
Well, I think she shouldn't have started it, for one thing. And now they're sort of in a bad position because if she doesn't go, it looks weak. And if she does go, it looks stupid. So you could look either stupid or you could look weak.
But would you have made, by the way, the offer for Brittany Griner and Victor Bout that Russia has put forward where they'll trade this arms dealer's 25 years for arms dealing all over the world for the WNBA player and also I believe a former Marine is being held there.
She went in there loaded up with drugs into a hostile territory where they're very vigilant about drugs. They don't like drugs. And she got caught. And now we're supposed to get her out. And she makes a lot of money, I guess. But we're supposed to get her out for a absolute killer. And one of the biggest arms dealers in the world. Killed many Americans. Killed many people. And he's going to get a free card. And we're going to get her. She knew you don't go in there loaded up with drugs. And she admitted it. I assume she admitted it without too much force because it is what it is. And it certainly doesn't seem like a very good trade, does it? he's an absolute one of the worst in the world, and he's going to be given his freedom because a potentially spoiled person goes into Russia loaded up with drugs.
And what do you think of Zelensky doing a Vogue cover shoot with his wife recently? Did you see some of the photos of that?
I haven't seen that, but that's it's, you know, probably not the greatest thing. No, I would say it's not the greatest thing. Look, that should have, it would have never happened. We wouldn't have had to even negotiate something. You know, somebody said, well, what would you have? I said, we wouldn't have had to do anything. He wouldn't have done it with me. He wouldn't have done it. At a minimum, they should have made a deal. They could have given up Crimea. They could have done something with NATO. Okay, we're not going to join NATO. And you'd have a country, because I believe Putin wanted to make a deal. And now, I don't think he wants to make a deal. I think it's much tougher to make a deal. He's blowing up the whole place. I mean, he'll take over the whole place. And it's very, very sad to watch what happened with Ukraine. Very, very sad. I think if they did a cover shoot, is that true? I haven't seen the cover shoot.
Yeah, extensive. Video, everything, still shots. It really, a lot of people said in the middle of a war, no, it feels like a strange move.
Doesn't sound very good. No, they have to make a deal. They have to make a deal before everything's going to be. You have hundreds of thousands of people that are dead now and maimed.
Know Putin. When do you think he'd stop? When he gets the whole country? When he takes half of Ukraine? What do you think he wants to
do? Well, I think he'd rather have the whole country. I mean, now that he started, I don't think he ever intended to start. I think that was a great negotiation. He put troops on the board, and I think it was a great negotiation. I said, well, he's a good negotiator. I never thought he was going to go, and he would have never. He knew that he would have been under attack, and he understood that, and I told him that, and it would have never happened. And to see what's happened now, and you have hundreds of thousands of people, you may have millions of people, but you have hundreds. When you have buildings like that that are blown up, those are big apartment houses. I know a lot about apartment houses. Those are big buildings. A lot of people didn't leave. And when you look at those buildings totally burned out, those people are all dead. You lost a lot of people. That's a deal that could have been settled, should have never happened. But if it was going to happen, it could have been settled. And he moved 200,000 troops to the border to negotiate. And he couldn't make a deal. And now I'm not sure you can make a deal very easily. You understand that?
Yeah, of course.
Joe Biden obviously has been a disaster almost uniformly. 75% recent poll of Democrats don't even want him to run.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to run? Do you want to run against him? If he does run, does that make you more or less likely to get involved? Does it matter who the Democrats have running?
Well, I beat him last time by a lot. Okay, it was a rigged and stolen election. We beat him by a lot. I'd like to certainly run against him. I guess some people would say you're even better off running against Kamala, if that's possible. That's some combination. But I have a feeling he's not going to. I don't see it. You know, you see the same things as I do. And we all want to be respectful. We want to be nice. But I can't imagine he does it. But maybe he does. But the one thing I have seen is, you know, he was totally protected by the press for almost 2 years. But over the last couple of weeks, I've seen very negative stories come out in the press, stories that were unthinkable a year ago. Unthinkable. They wouldn't have happened. You know, they kept all of the Hunter stuff probably, possibly illegally. You know, we're suing CNN. We're going to be suing a lot of different media outlets because of they used the word big lie, but it turned out not to be the big lie. The proof is massive.
How do you think, by the way, they would have treated your family, your sons, if they had done anything like what Hunter has done?
It would have been, well, they treat me that way anyway, and we're so clean. It's incredible. Anything you do, I say Republicans, but me more so. Look, I did something that nobody thought was possible, and they just have gone totally crazy. They say Trump derangement syndrome, and, you know, I don't like even using the term, but they're crazy. They've gone crazy. These people, they're weaponizing the DOJ and they're weaponizing law enforcement. When you look at the difference, it's so incredible. And this is also against Republicans. You know, compare that with what happens to Democrats. And this is deep-seated. This has been going on for a long time, for many, many years.
What did you think when you saw the Washington Post article earlier this week where they're suggesting that Merrick Garland, the attorney general, is seriously considering and preparing a possible criminal indictment against you?
I thought it was ridiculous. I thought the story was ridiculous. I haven't done anything wrong. In fact, the opposite. I'm the one that's fighting for justice. I'm the one that's fighting for the truth, so to speak, because the election, I have a right to talk about the election. Look at Stacey Abrams is still talking about her election.
We call her the fake governor of Georgia.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton talks about the election all the time. Oh, the election with Russia.
She turned said you out, stole it. She's been saying it for years.
Yeah, I stole the election. And then, but she's talking about it for years. Nobody says anything. When I say, oh, that's, and I have proof. I mean, the stuff we have, you'll see. If you read that letter that was sent to CNN, which I'm sure you guys have devoured, we have many, many pages of all of the corruption. And this is stuff, and they don't want to talk about it. Nobody ever wants to talk about it. So the way they're going to talk about it is in court, because what we found is just, and this is determinative. You know, determinative means it is
would have changed
far
the trajectory.
More, yeah, you know, it's far more than you need. But one of the many, many things that happened is that, and they admitted this, they refused to talk about the corruption of Biden and the son, Hunter.
Do you think, by the way, Clay and I have a longstanding bet on the air. Clay believes
we
have a steak dinner bet. He thinks that Hunter Biden will be indicted. I think that the system will protect him at all costs, but I'm starting to
feel. I think he'll make a very inexpensive deal, I think.
That's Buck's argument.
That's my argument, yeah.
I think they'll do that. I think it's hard to, you know, look, if this stuff were with my family or if this stuff were even with your families, it would be a horrible, horrible result, and it would have happened long ago.
We remember the Emoluments Clause articles they were writing about how there were foreign diplomats who were ordering cheeseburgers at the Trump Hotel.
Yeah.
And so that's a constitutional violation because maybe they were buying influence in your foreign policy. I mean, I remember those pieces. So we have some idea of what they would do if it were a different administration now.
You know, I turned down deals that I could have made. And you know, frankly, I should have made. Nobody would have even said anything compared to when you look at the Biden with $500,000 for a painting. How about that? You know, I'm interviewing artists.
$500,000 for Hunter Biden paintings.
I'm supposed to do.
He's very talented.
He's very talented.
Now, you have to see. So I'm supposed to do a painting for the White House, and they've given me a list of really great painters, very talented people. You know, they do the presidential paintings, and we have that
Obama
in the museum.
Obama had the one where he's, like, standing in front of the green. Do you see that one?
I hope he likes it.
That's a crazy picture.
It's not very typical, but that's okay. But, you know, but I'm dealing with some of these artists, and they're unbelievably talented. And I say, how much? Just out of care, how much? And they give me prices. That's a tiny fraction of $500,000.
Oh, what Hunter Biden's getting.
Oh, yeah. He gets $500,000. They get much less, okay, like a fraction of that. And I just think it's incredible. But, you know, I could have done so many things. I could have if I wanted to. And I purposely, we didn't do business. It's sort of funny. If somebody came in from some foreign country and stayed at the hotel in Washington, right?
Yeah.
And they'd stay there and they'd pay you $500-$600 for a night. There'd be a headline, Trump accepts Saudi money. And I believe, you know, I've lost at least $1 billion. And I expected to. It's nothing. But I'll bet you I lost $1 billion, $2 billion, certainly in terms of money that I could have made
if you just run regular business and never gotten
involved. If I just didn't do it, I'll bet it would have been anywhere from $1 billion to $2 billion. In fact, Forbes said that I'm the only president, and I consider this a great compliment because it said I was honest because I could have made a fortune. As president, I could have made, I'm better than all of these people that are making their money, and I could have made a fortune. But I chose not to do it because I thought it was inappropriate. I could have built in Saudi Arabia. I could have built in all sorts of countries, including Russia, including any country you name. I could have built the nicest buildings and I would have made the greatest land deal and I would have had them put up all the money. I could have made a fortune. I chose not to do that. And Forbes came out and said, well, Trump lost at least $600 million doing this. And I think it's on the low side. But, you know, like it's great. I have a great company. I built a great, great company. And I don't have to do that. But think of this. They say $600 million. I say it was more. But if somebody pays for a $500 room, I'm telling you, the emoluments.
Right.
He had dinner. They had a party. Some country had a party at one of his hotels. Incredible.
No, they looked at the bar tab at Trump. I remember there was a real article in the Washington Post, the Trump Hotel bar tab for some party involved some foreign diplomats. Yeah. And they were saying, you know, they said it was a violation of the Emoluments Clause. So they completely lost their minds.
Plus, I gave up my salary. So I didn't take a salary. And, you know, I was very surprised at that. I figured a lot of presidents didn't take their salary. The only one they can find out for sure is George Washington.
And he got an expense account, I think, that actually ended up way more than what he would
probably
have made as a salary.
George Washington, supposedly, it's a long time ago, but everybody, you know, you would have thought FDR or this or that, you know, some, he was pretty rich. And,
yep.
But presidents took their salary. And, you know, it's about $450,000 a year, so it's not nothing. And so for 4 years, I didn't take salary. Nobody ever writes that. I've never seen it written that I didn't. In fact, when people hear it, they're surprised. But no, it cost me hundreds of millions of dollars to be president, and I'm so glad I did it. I mean, that was, I expected that. But in retrospect, when you look at all of these scams that go on with Hunter, and, you know, not the paintings are the least of it.
Yeah, the millions of dollars from China for Hunter's expertise,
China,
which is apparently in freebasing and making home videos.
Yeah, right. You know, the whole thing. When you look at what happened, the stuff I was talking about was very, would have looked very legitimate by comparison.
Well, do you think we're going into a deep recession here? How concerned are you? I mean, you've seen these indicators, you've been in the game, you know, and what they did yesterday by passing this bill with Manchin's help, Democrats are going to put forward this bill now, $360 billion for green energy. You're raising taxes, $125 billion of extra IRS enforcement just means they're going to be auditing a whole lot more people. That feels like it's not going to help, does it? I mean, where do you think we're going from here?
So did you ever see all over the place, and I'm very proud to see it, I don't put it out, Trump was right about everything. I was. I think I was right about everything. I was right about Ukraine. I was right about oil. I've been right about everything. If you look back into your wonderful files, you have a wonderful file system. Most of it's in your brain, but you might even remember it. I said this stuff was all going to happen. I said it was going to happen. Everything that you're seeing right now, I said was going to happen. And you go back so many, it's really incredible. Sometimes you'll have fair reporting where they'll go back and they said, Trump said this was going to take place. But yeah, I said it was going to happen, and that's what happened.
Let me ask you this. Everything that's going on, the border, you were right. Crime, you were right.
Yeah.
Ukraine, you were right. May end up being right about Taiwan and what China might do.
And it could lead to World War III, by the way.
Really,
it could all lead to World War III. Remember that. Just remember I said that, too. And that's what's really
very high stakes, obviously. Yes.
How do you not run? I know you've been teasing, hey, I'm going to make a decision at some point. How, knowing what you know and seeing what you see of Joe Biden, how do you not run in 2020?
Very hard for me not to run, to be honest. And also the polls indicate that from the Republican standpoint, it would be easy. And I think I was up 11 points against Biden the other day. I don't think he's going to run. And I don't know why 11. You know, how can you only be up? If you guys ran, you'd be up more than 11. So I don't even understand. You're up 11 points. I don't understand how that could be possible. For instance, they show him at 35. Or they show him at 39, or they show him at 41. And I say, 41's a lot. Who's the 41%? Where are these people?
That's
where do they live? No. They say, he's really getting killed. He's at 41. Now, I'm at a great number now. You know, I have the best poll numbers now I've ever had. It's amazing. Even at the Charlie Kirk event the other day, Turning Point, I had 79 to 19 to 1 and 0, and most of them had 0. But 79, that's a lot.
Mr. President, can we keep you a little? I know you got to run out to the course. You got a big day today, but we want to ask you, midterms coming up.
It is sort of interesting stuff.
A lot of really interesting stuff. Midterms coming up.
Let's do it.
Races. Also, how does my co-host over here do from the tees? You know what I mean?
Very good. I watched him swing very quiet. I didn't want to make a big deal.
I will accept praise. I don't deserve it. But I will tell you, if you own a business, it's been a bumpy ride here between the pandemic, inflation, everything else. You could be eligible to get a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. That's why you need to go to GetRefunds.com right now. They have gained over $1 billion to businesses. They can help you as well. You go to GetRefunds.com. You can get this incredible opportunity. It doesn't cost you anything. You click qualify me. They have great tax attorneys on their staff, and they will take care of you. All you have to do is answer a few questions. Payroll tax refund only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. No risk, high reward. That is GetRefunds.com. Go there today. GetRefunds.com. You will be glad that you did. One more time, GetRefunds.com.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now, and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-G-O-L-D. The number one fantasy sports app in America right now is PrizePicks. No surprise. PrizePicks is the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. I'm loving the app. Unlike other apps on the PrizePicks app, it's just you against the number. It's about the players and not the teams. You look for the sports that you know best and that you follow the most. Then you make a single decision on each player projection, and that's more or less. Every time you play, you pick 2 to 6 players and make that one decision. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 picks. It's the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states. Now, Prize Picks also gives you injury insurance, so your picks stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. Download the free Prize Picks app today and open your account. You can use my name, Clay, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code Clay to get set up and get that deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University, private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Welcome back into the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton Show. We are out here with President Trump at Bedminster, where the LIV Golf Tournament is underway. And he's sitting here with us right now talking about everything that is going on. Mr. President, of course, thanks for staying with us. We know you're super busy today. We got a big midterm election coming up. We've been saying this is the first opportunity the American people will have for a repudiation, for a real slapdown of some of the really bad Democrat ideas that have been running amok for a while now. In this midterm election, Republicans are looking pretty good so far. How are you feeling about your endorsements? And we got a couple of really close races that are going to be watched on the Senate side. Georgia, for example, with Herschel Walker, Dr. Oz up in Pennsylvania. How are you seeing this field of play going into a crucial midterm?
So the endorsements have been amazing, as you probably have heard, 98.2%. And there's some controversial ones, too. I mean, there's some ones that were not expected to win, and they won big, like Dan Cox last week. Nobody heard of Dan. He was a respected guy, but nobody really heard of him. And going against the Rhino Larry Hogan in Maryland. And as you know, he won by 19 points. That's a lot. And, you know, many, many things like that. I'll be making an endorsement very shortly today sometime having to do with
Michigan. I was just
going to
ask you, because I know we got the Tuesday Michigan, Arizona, Missouri. You just endorsed Tudor Dixon up in Michigan. Do you want to make some news here with us right now?
Well, I gave her a good plug. I haven't endorsed yet, but I may very well do it today. But I did give her a good. You have truth.
Yeah, hey, I'm on the
you
ball.
You might
of
as
truth.
Well.
Do you want to make any other news? You can endorse anybody else.
Well, I will. I'll be endorsing a few more people before the election, and you know the elections are coming up largely on Tuesday and then next week. In Texas, we were 33-0. We had a perfect record, and I guess overall we're about 167-7. And that's pretty good. And a couple of the seven were not winnable, but they were people that, I mean, they were behind like by massive numbers, but I knew them. They were nice to me. And I said, I tried to talk them out of it, but I couldn't do that.
That Pennsylvania Senate seat between the Democrat Fetterman, lieutenant governor there, and Dr. Oz, who everyone just knows, of course, because he's Dr. Oz. How do you think that's going to shape up? And for anybody who has it, you know Dr. Oz. Obviously, he was your guy in that in that race.
Very good man.
You have full faith he'll be a conservative? He'll get it done?
Well, I had a great Pennsylvania twice and much better the second time. I would say I did much. I did. I got many millions of more votes the second time and, you know, overall. But in Pennsylvania, definitely. And what happens is he was really, you know, they spent like $50 million against him in the primary. And that's hard. You know, when you get hit by unlimited money in the primary, which is what he did, but he's starting to come up. He's very good. He's a good politician. He's a good man. He's really a compassionate guy. And I think he's going to do well. I think he'll do very well in places like Philadelphia, better than a Republican would normally do. I remember for years they said that Romney got zero in Philadelphia. Now, you know that's not possible, but it is when they cheat. They wouldn't even give him one vote, okay? They say he got zero. He didn't get any votes in this big city, so which you know isn't so. But I think Oz will, he's a very good campaigner. He got hit, again, he got hit so hard, just day after day after day. Then he has to go against somebody else. Now, Futterman has got a, you know, very big medical problem, and people have to see, you know, he's not been out at
they're
all.
They're trying to do the Biden hide in the basement campaign effectively.
They're doing something. It's going to be very interesting. But at some point, you know, the people of Pennsylvania, they have to have a representative. So it's going to be very interesting to see how Oz handles it. Then the other race that's interesting is Herschel. Herschel is Herschel. He's a great star, a greatest star ever in Georgia. I mean, you have certainly Hank Aaron. You have Herschel. You have a few of them. But Herschel was the best football player, maybe one of the best couple of best in the history of college football. And I think that when people go in there, they're going to press the Herschel lever. I believe that. He's doing pretty well.
When you watch Joe Biden speak, and I'm sure you, like us, watch him on screen, can't read a teleprompter, seems to be struggling even to walk. You played 18 holes of golf yesterday. I don't think Joe Biden could play 18 holes of golf. Certainly not with pros and
mini golf.
Maybe mini golf.
He can't hit the ball out there with me, that I can tell you. Nor could he hit it beyond the tee.
Is it difficult to watch him? Even you ran a campaign against him, but Buck and I talk about, look, we don't want the president to be taken advantage of by Russia and to be taken advantage of by
happening.
China. And he can barely control a conversation, it feels like. And you saw, I'm sure, China basically slapped him down in that conversation they had the other day in the Taiwan situation.
Zero respect. And you know that never happened with me. I had a very good relationship, actually. And then when COVID came in, I sort of gave that relationship up. It was a tunnel too far, right? That was a little bit too much.
Dr. Fauci drive you crazy?
No, I usually just did the opposite of what he said. You know, he wasn't a big factor for me because I didn't really use him too much. I didn't know who he was, except he's been there for so over like 35, 40 years.
Right.
So, you know, a guy's there for 40 years, you don't like to say get out. You assume he's okay. But if you think of it, he wanted to keep the country open, let China pour in, and I stopped it. I didn't do it. I didn't do the mask thing. He was very interesting because he was totally, I remember in my office, he was totally against masks. All of a sudden, he became a radical masker, you know, so he changes. But if you look at everything he said, I did almost the opposite of about everything he said. But he's a very big factor in this administration. And that's been a bad thing because of the lockdowns. The lockdowns have been a disaster.
Are you worried that some of these Democrat states or Democrat run states and even at the federal level, as long as Biden's in office, they may try to bring back some of these policies, whether it's mandatory masking on planes or just some of the other COVID mitigation measures, as Fauci calls them, that haven't worked?
Well, when we see monkeypox and these other things that they're talking about, and we see the revival of, you know, all of this nonsense about Biden, because he did a very bad job with the H1N1 virus, as you know, very bad. But it was a smaller situation, but it was a horrible job. A lot of people died that really should not have. And then he was going to come in and solve the problem. And we did a fantastic job. He took over the residue also on our economy. The reason he had a good first 6 months, you know, it doesn't just go away like a slice of bread.
He said he was going to shut down the virus and not shut down the economy. And it looks Biden got that in reverse.
I think he got it in reverse. But if you look, I mean, COVID is all over the place. So, you know, I'm not even blaming him. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not blaming. That's just the way it is. I'm not saying, oh, gee, but I looked at a map yesterday. But it's very interesting. We have an election coming up, and all of a sudden they're saying COVID is all over the place.
The midterm variant is certainly
so. They
arising.
May have to go to mail-in ballots. Let's go to crooked mail-in ballots.
There are some things we just have to ask you, Mr. President. If you're going to announce, when are you going to announce? Can you tell us that?
Well, if I'm going to announce, I'll have to make a decision. Is it going to be, you know, two words? Is it before or after? And there are reasons for both. I mean, some very good things about early. There are some very good things about later. The way I look at it is if I announce early and we do well, I'll get credit for having done well as much as you'll get, because the press won't give you credit anyway. If I do poorly, I'll get absolutely, it'll be horrible. But if I announce later and we do well, I won't get any credit. In fact, if I announce later we don't do well, whether it's before or after, they'll blame me. In other words, if we do badly, they'll blame me no matter what, even if I had nothing to do with it. So I don't know. I will make a decision. The one thing I can say for sure, our country's going to hell. I don't think we've ever been so disrespected in all of the years that this country's been around, and it's been a lot of years. I don't think we've ever been so disrespected as a country. They talk about, you know, everything they do is disinformation or misinformation. Call it what you want. Disinformation, whether it's Russia, 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 or whether it's are we in a recession or not. It doesn't matter. The key is to get out of it, because we are not doing well with employment. You know, they like to say 3.5%, but many millions of people aren't working. So therefore, they don't count those people. So it's not 3.5. It's a much higher number than that, because people aren't working. They're staying at home. So you can't compare that 3.5 with my 3.3%. You just can't compare it. People aren't working, and they don't have any intention of working. There's a lot of bad things going on. So we'll see how it all works. I'll make a decision fairly soon. I must tell you, and I think I can say this, in my mind, I've already made the decision.
And as part of that decision, do you feel, I know you're a big sports fan. We're here at the Live golf event.
Right.
Do you feel like a heavyweight boxer who won the fight and then the refs basically sitting there ringside? You know how it happens all the time in boxing?
Yeah.
You've probably been to some of those fights.
Oh,
I know
been,
you said ringside for so many of them. Where you watch it and you say, this guy clearly won.
Yeah.
And then they come out and they raise the hand of the other guy. Does it feel a little bit like that to you? And then the boxer who feels like he won says, I got to get back in the ring. I want to be there and make it so clear to everybody that I kicked this guy's ass.
Oh, there could very much be a little bit of that. If you look, hey, I got 63 million votes the first time. And I got probably much more than 75 million votes the second time. This is their count. Probably much more. Well, that's a 12 million vote difference. So I got 12 million votes. I was told if I got the same 63, I couldn't lose. I got 75, maybe much more than that. We don't even know, because half of the votes, you know, the tabulations are so, so messy. If you look at the litigation and you look at different things, they have no idea. I mean, they have votes where they don't have any idea what the vote is. They literally, just yesterday I read we're in New Jersey. Did you see that? They found massive numbers of incorrect votes in New Jersey. If you look at the Arizona totals and you look at the audits, where they talk about, if you look at Detroit and you look at different places, Philadelphia, it was so off. So I was told that if I got 63 million, I win easy by the best pollsters, you know, McLaughlin and others, great pollsters. Obama got much less the second time and he easily won, right? I got much more the second time. I got millions and millions of votes more and I lost.
The most votes ever for any sitting president.
No sitting president's ever even come close. And I lost. It was a rigged election. It was. I hope they don't take you off the air. If they do, please just delete this because I don't want to see you guys.
We are an unsinkable aircraft carrier of free speech.
That was a rigged and stolen election, and people know it. And they're angry about it. They're very angry about it. And that's why you had January 6th. And they don't show the crowds at January 6th. All they do is show the relatively small number of people that went down peacefully and patriotically, because I told them peacefully and patriotically, how good you know, how much better can you do than that? But it was a very small number compared to the crowd. I believe it was the biggest crowd I've ever spoken before. You never see pictures of that crowd. Do you notice that? I think the numbers were astronomical. I think it was bigger than Inauguration Day. I think it was the biggest crowd I've spoken to. And I've spoken to really big crowds at the Washington Monument, you know, et cetera. And you never see those pictures. The whole thing is rigged. It's all disinformation. Everything with them is disinformation, including our current disinformation. We're not in a recession, because it's not that important that they should fight. They're fighting so hard to convince people they're not. If we are, we are, and let's get out of it. I mean, don't spend all your time trying for the words. It's all disinformation with them, everything. And you can't run a country like that. What they do well is elections. They cheat well in elections. That's what they do well. If they would use that same genius for good things, like getting our country back on track, I'd actually be happy, because our country, I don't believe, has ever been lower. We have never been lower than this. We have never been so disrespected. We've never been in a situation like this. When you see Afghanistan, the way we got out of Afghanistan, you know, we didn't lose one soldier in 18 months, fellas. Not one soldier in 18 months. I spoke to Abdul, the head of the Taliban. And I let him know, Abdul, no soldiers. Don't do it. Don't do it, Abdul. And the bottom line, for 18 months, people don't know that. You lose people in Chicago every day. You lose people all over these Democrat-run cities all the time. In Afghanistan, we didn't lose one soldier for 18 months. And that's all proven stuff. Even Biden got up and admitted it. They were angry at him. They said, don't say that. That's, you know, bad for us that you say that. He said it. He didn't want to say it. He just said it. Going back to your previous question, but think of it. We lost what we did with Afghanistan. We could have gotten out of there with dignity. And I was the one that got it down to a small number of soldiers. I would have kept Bagram because of China, because it's 1 hour away from where they make their nuclear weapons. We left one of the biggest military bases in the world. We gave it to China. China's going to take it over. I think they already have. But think of it. So we left Bagram to them. We should have kept Bagram and gotten out. But when you get out, you take your soldiers out last. You don't take them out first. As soon as we took our soldiers out, they had a field day with us. It is so sad to see what's happened with our country. And that's why you have Russia, Ukraine. And that's why you may very well have Taiwan. And you could end up in World War III. And this would be a world war the likes of which nobody has ever seen, because the weaponry is so powerful, nuclear and other things. But the weaponry is so powerful. We've never been in this position. And we have a man who's not capable, and wasn't capable in prime time, by the way. But he's certainly not capable now. We're in big trouble as a country.
President Trump, really appreciate you joining us today here on Clay and Buck. Thanks so much for making the time.
Great to see you as always.
When you exercise every day, you tend to overexert yourself in the process. That can result in pain. And if you decide you just want to work through it, that becomes everyday pain. So many people experience chronic pain, whether it's exercise, too much exercise, or just getting older. We have a solution for you. Relief Factor, created by doctors and perfected over 15 years of scientific research. Relief Factor was made for these circumstances. Join the more than 500,000 people. Order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to get the 1995 3-week quick start developed for you.
Why are people still on the fence about owning gold and silver? I just don't understand.
Have we already forgotten about regional bank closures, inflation, global instability, and the potential for serious world conflicts?
You can look to precious metals for various reasons. One, having tangible currency on hand as part of your bug out plan. Two, diversifying your portfolio as a hedge against inflation. And three, historically, gold increases in value over time.
You keep yourself informed about global events. You see the increase in conflicts around the globe. Countries are buying and hoarding massive amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with the Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our head in the sand either.
The people with Oxford Gold Group are real pros. They make owning gold and silver simple and easy to understand. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals.
Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. One more time, 833-995-GOLD.
Grand Canyon University, a private Christian university in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona, believes that we're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. GCU believes in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose.
GCU equips you to serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. By honoring your career calling, you impact your family, your friends, and your community.
Change the world for good by putting others before yourself to glorify God. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's online, on-campus, and hybrid learning environments are designed to help you achieve your unique academic, personal, and professional goals.
With over 330 academic programs as of September 2023, GCU meets you where you are and provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Let it flourish. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, hey, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance.
And that can be a lot of money for your family, but how do you know you're not being overbilled? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors.
So unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate?
HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance.
When your medical claim comes in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud.
HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe.
You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills.
To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million.
Bottom line, insurance isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it before you see another healthcare provider. HealthLock.com. HealthLock.com.
Welcome back in, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We are here at Bedminster. You just heard President Trump hanging out with us. Buck, I'll be honest with you. I haven't walked outside the front door. We're in a building here. And as we were doing the interview on Bedminster, so many of the golf fans, this place is pretty packed for the live event that is going to tee off in about 20 minutes. So many of the golf fans recognized that Trump was in here interviewing with us. And when we walked outside, I mean, it was a massive collection of people saying, run, save the country. I mean, just standing here directly across from the house where we're doing that interview. Incredible.
Yeah. I was hoping they were saying save the country to us. But anyway, yeah, the former president definitely also getting told to save the country. Yeah, no. And he said your golf game, by the way, very nice. Well, he said good things.
That is not accurate reflection of my golf game. I appreciate him being nice. He was super nice when we just walked outside and said, hey, these guys have the number one radio show in the country. You should be listening, basically, as we walked out and he started to shake hands there. So he is headed to watch the tee shots. I want to make sure you guys know we still got two more hours to go here live from Bedminster. Trump spending the first hour with us. If you did not hear or you just got in your car and heard maybe part of that interview, certainly the podcast will be up. Make sure that you dive in there. And I got to tell you, if you right now are dealing with low energy, and we know the guy who was just with us does not have low energy, President Trump, if you are dealing with that right now, you need to get our friends at Chalk. They will hook you up with a monthly subscription, 95% off your first month with any single Chalk subscription. Under $70 when you use my name, Clay, that's C-L-A-Y, number 95 as well, as in you're getting 95% off. Again, choq.com is the website, choq.com. Get signed up, use my name, Clay95 as the code, and you get 95% off the perfect energy for you. Make sure that you can take advantage of all the opportunities out there in your life with chalk.com. Clay95 is the code.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.